Welcome to Grace Baptist Church in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us on Sunday evening, March the 8th, 2015.
Well, good evening. This is a great group tonight. I'm glad you've joined us for our service tonight. We're going to start with singing, and then I'm going to pray in just a few minutes before we take the offering and maybe share a couple of requests with you. But let's start singing tonight. Like a river, glorious is God's perfect peace. Would you stand with me as we begin tonight? Sing with me.
Like a river, glorious is God's perfect peace.
Heart.
Be seated. We have a great God, don't we? Boy, this is a great time tonight. Looking forward to this time to be able to pray and worship together. And a couple of requests I'd like to share with you as we begin tonight. We mentioned Kevin Winook this morning, and Kevin actually came home today. Kevin's been running some really high blood pressure and in like the 250 over 140 range. So it's extremely, extremely high and risky. So just keep praying for him. They've got it down some, but they're still trying to get it stabilized too. So we'll pray for Kevin. And then we continue to pray for Mark Turner. I got a note from Amy today that said he was a little bit better. Most of you may know that Mark struggles with diabetes, and this just really complicates the issues that he's having. They feel like with the four stents, they've got that part stabilized. There's a potential for surgery down the road, maybe a few weeks. But the diabetes really is just wrecking havoc with a lot of the blood issues and things like that. So just pray for Mark. He's had a serious attack, and we just need to pray for the Lord's healing there. So continue to pray for him and the family. I'm going to ask the ushers, if you would, to come. We're going to take the offering tonight, kind of early in our service. So let's pray. Father, we come to you tonight, and we thank you that we can come to you in prayer and just ask boldly before your throne to help and to meet needs. And we pray specifically for Kevin tonight. We thank you that he's a little better, but we continue to pray for him. And we also pray for Mark, that you would just heal him, Lord. We would beg you to heal him fully. And if that's not your plan, I pray that you just continue to meet his needs and help the doctors to be able to work and diagnose and to get these blood levels back in check, that he'll be able to come home and get some of his strength back. We thank you for the opportunity to give tonight. We thank you for what's before us tonight. And I pray that you continue to help us and give us wisdom in the decisions we make tonight, Lord. For we give you all the praise and all the glory. For it's in your Son's name we pray. Amen.
Good evening. I'm going to try to do a little better job tonight than I did this morning. This is kind of a once-in-a-lifetime deal, I hope. I don't know, it's a little intimidating looking at this great, wonderful group. I am really thankful for all of you that are here tonight. This is fantastic. Thanks for your interest and your longing in your hearts that we follow God's direction for each of our lives in a very important process in our ministry. You know, after 37 years of ministry, faithful ministry, and to come to a time like this is not an easy task for anyone involved. And I think before we open up with a prayer session, I just wanted to go ahead and take the time to recognize the folks that have been involved in this process and just to thank them. I'm not going to ask them to stand, but I'm going to recognize the particular committees. First of all, the succession committee, who has spent almost 2 years of arduous time and labor. They've estimated that each of them spent well over 100 hours of actual work on this process, six couples. I'll tell you what, I am going to ask you to stand, because if I try to remember your names, it's just not going to work. So would those in that committee just stand if you're here, please? Okay, thank you. Thank you so much for the hours that you've spent, the time in prayer, the vetting process. My understanding is there are over 30 couples that had applied for the position, and to whittle that down, that doesn't sound like a very good way to put it, but to get down to the final couple was an arduous task, and took a lot of prayer and a lot of discussions, a lot of telephone conversations, Skypes, and other methods, visiting other churches, hearing them preach, just a tremendous amount. So we're just indebted to you all for the hard work you've done, and thank you so much. I want to thank the deacons also, who have done a pretty decent job, I think, of putting in the hours over the last few months, and it was not easy. I think the toughest part, as I recall, in going through the process was, of course, vetting the new candidate. But more than that, I think when we had to change our schedule somewhat, it just took a lot of extra time and hours spent agonizing, shedding some tears, and also having some healthy discussion before we felt as a committee that unanimously voted to proceed with the recommendation for the new pastor. And then I also want to thank Pastor. He's not here, I don't believe, this evening, but I'm so thankful to him and Mary for their support through this process. It is not an easy time for a pastor. How would you like to be in a position for 37 years and go to this time of retirement? It's not easy. And any of you that have gone through retirement in any other area know it's not an easy process. He's been very gracious, and we're thankful to him. And he's supported us in the movement as we've gone at this point, and we're grateful to him. And hopefully we can convey that to him. I'd like to thank the candidate and his wife for also going through the gauntlet of just a tremendous amount of vetting that he has gone through with various committees, starting with the succession committee, and then obviously the deacon board, and the last couple days. You all did a pretty good job on him, too, and asking some very good questions. I think they're very pertinent in making this choice, and we're thankful for he and Judith for giving of themselves in this aspect of the ministry. I think before we go further at this point, I think we need to have just a little time of prayer, short time of prayer. And I'm going to ask, Bill Summers, are you here? If you would pray, and how about Fred Bennett? Is he here? Okay. Would you two pray for this process tonight, that the Lord will be glorified through this? And yes, come on up to the mics, if you would, please. That way we can hear. Bill, you go ahead and start, if you would, please, and Fred, and then I'll close. Thanks.
Our Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight knowing that you love us and that you're as concerned about our decision in our church as we are, realizing the impact that Pastor Euler has had on this ministry through the years and many, many years, and his love and his care and his concern for what's going on here. We thank him, and we thank your love for us and care to build a work here that just seems so wonderful in the fact that missionaries that we have around the world and what we've been able to accomplish in their lives, and members of our own church family that have gone to the mission field and are serving there right now. We thank you for the staff that you brought here and the care that they put into this ministry and the love. And we thank you for the school and the outreach that we've had for all of these years around the world to kids throughout this city. And we do not want that to end, and we know you do not want it to end either. We pray now that you'd give us wisdom as we look toward the future and realize that we want this work to continue, and we know you want this work to continue. So we ask your blessing. Give us insight and give us wisdom. We pray for Pastor Ben, if he's the one that you want to come here, we pray that you just work in his life. Give him a vision for what needs to be done here and the directions that we need to go. We thank you for your love and for your concern for this ministry, for the work of all those that have worked to make this night possible. And we pray for your wisdom in all that's done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, we love you. We honor you tonight. Your greatness, as we were reminded this morning, your glory is so great. How awesome it is that we have the Shekinah inside of us now. And Lord, that's scary too. We don't want to do or say in our lives contrary to your holiness and purity, your spirit. We want people to be able to see the revelation of Jesus through us. And we want that to happen tonight, and we want that to happen all the way in our lives and in the life of Grace Baptist Church until you come for us. And Lord, if we all live to the end of our life and die, but we have finished well, then we will be satisfied and happy. But Lord, it seems like you are coming soon, but we don't know. But Lord, help us, even by our vote tonight, to live like it might be any moment, because it might be, but to plan for the future so that when we go, we'll be able to take so many more with us from this area and from around the world through the lives of our missionaries. Lord, guide us tonight. Be honored, be praised in us tonight. Give us pure thoughts and hearts and motives. And no matter what happens tonight, Lord, help us to be honorable people. Help us to finish well and to bring the highest glory to you that could possibly be brought in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Father, you are a great God. You are our God. And we just thank you, Lord, for the fact that we can worship you tonight, even in this process of voting. Lord, it is a solemn moment. It is not to be taken lightly. I just pray, Lord, that as each of these folks have prepared their hearts for this event, that you will continue to give us your guidance as we look to you, Lord, to give us peace in our hearts as to how we're going to vote. But I pray especially that we thank you, Lord, for each one who is here tonight. I thank you even for the visitors that are here that may not be members, that as they observe this process, that it'll be a process that will be glorifying to you. We thank you, Lord, for the unity of our body. We thank you, Lord, for we've just seen so many answers to prayer through this process, and we're so grateful to you for your provision and your protection over us. And I pray now that as we go through the process of voting, that you will give us the vote that you desire, and we just pray that everything that is said and done through the remainder of this service will be for your honor and for your glory. Everybody asks this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I'm going to continue to read qualifications that I'll kind of give you the process that we will go through tonight. You're probably getting maybe tired of hearing the bylaws and everything else, but I think it's good to be refreshed to see how this process proceeds. I just want to remind our body at Grace that in accordance with the church bylaws as set forth in paragraph 4.4.1, that the calling of a pastor may be considered at a special church business meeting. This announcement is the third announcement regarding the vote required by the bylaws. Therefore, the members of our congregation will vote on the official board's recommendation to call Dr. Graham as senior pastor at a special business meeting on this evening, March the 8th, 2015. Please note that only active members 16 years of age or older that are present at the special meeting are eligible to vote. The vote will be done by a written ballot, and the results of the vote will be announced at the end of the service. To call a senior pastor, the candidate must receive a vote of at least 85% of the eligible members voting at such business meeting. I think having said that, I'm going to kind of explain a little bit kind of the procedure that we will go. I will give you a recommendation by the board in a minute. I think you were shown the ballot this morning on the board here to show how you're able to vote. A question had come up several times, and that's why we put extra emphasis on explaining the ballot. The ballot, no one that votes tonight and puts your and writes your name on the ballot will know how you voted. It's a two-part ballot that are numbered, and as soon as our deacons will take these ballots in the back, they will tear off half of that one ballot. One part of the deacons will go ahead and count or keep those numbers. I'm sorry. The voters tear it apart. Okay. And then both of them will be passed to the aisles, to the ushers. Some will collect the ones and some the other. Am I right on that? They know how to do it. I'm just going through this. I could really get myself into trouble here. But I wanted to assure you all that as you sign your ballots, you can be assured that they will not. No one will know how you voted. We want that to be totally confidential. And those ballots will be kept separate after the vote and will be stored away. If there's someone who insists that they want to have a recount on the ballot, that will be made possible. If that's necessary, I don't think it will be, but that's we want to take care of all contingencies. Another thing that I think is important that we want to make known, if you receive a ballot passed down your aisle, if you are not a member, just please refrain from taking a ballot, if you would, please. That'll save a whole lot of work later on to have empty ballots being turned back in and whatsoever. Just pass them on to the next person next to you. We also, there was something else that I was supposed to share, and it's not coming to me. So if it's that important, I'll repeat it, but I don't think it is at this point. Let me ask you a question. Not pertaining to the person that we're voting for, but as far as the process, does anybody have any confusion at this point that you want to ask the question concerning the actual voting of the ballot? Okay. I'll just continue. After the deacons get the ballots, they will go back and count the ballots. And while they're counting the ballots, we will continue on with the praise and worship service here in the auditorium until they come back with the results. Dr. Ben Graham is not in this service tonight, and just wanted to be aware. Some people have asked, is he going to be here? No, he's not here in the service tonight. So he is not too far away, but just wanted to assure of that. We're very concerned that we do this obviously right and proper and with integrity. Oh, I knew what I wanted to mention. We have three deacons on the succession committee. They will not be involved in voting or in working with the ballot process. We just feel for avoiding all conflict of interest. It'd be good just to have them be spectators or participants in the voting process, but to be here. So any other questions before I present? Okay, the big moment has arrived, and I'm going to make a motion. Upon accepting the recommendation from the succession committee, by the board, and having the board had the opportunity to vet the new candidate and have a lot of discussion and prayer, they've accepted that recommendation from the Success Committee. And the motion of the official board is unanimously to recommend Dr. Benjamin Graham to you, our congregation, as our new pastor of Grace Baptist Church. And with that, I think we will go ahead and proceed with the passing out of the ballots at this point to the folks. And as soon as y'all have the, as soon as you receive your ballot, you're welcome to go ahead and to fill your name out and to do your tear off of your ballots and turn them in. Could I have a copy too, please? I think I want to vote. We're still waiting for folks that up in the balcony that have not received their ballots, so just hang in there tight. How about if we do this? If those down here in the lower part of the auditorium, if you have your ballots signed, and would you go ahead and tear yours apart and go ahead and pass your signed card over to the aisles? Just the signed card at this point. And the deacons will pick them up. Okay, the deacons will go ahead and pick those up. And okay, let's do the same thing up in the balcony. Does everybody have their ballots? Anybody did not receive a ballot? Okay. We'll go ahead and proceed and take the signed document first. It's going to get confusing if we do it, try to mix them up, so we'll do one at a time. Okay, are all the named ballots turned in downstairs? Okay. Let's go ahead and take the remaining part of your ballot that has just the vote and the number on it. To go ahead and pass that in. Keep that separate from the others. And upstairs, if you all want to do the same thing, as the initial ballots are passed out, go ahead and take the remaining ballots and pass over towards your aisles, please. Okay, are we pretty much, just have a few more to go yet, and I think we'll be finished. Downstairs, everything turned in? Okay, I don't see any. Looks like that's completed, and we're just about finished with the balcony. Is that pretty much it, Matt, as far as you know? Few more over here. Okay. Okay. Is there anyone here that did not have an opportunity to vote that should vote? Okay. Okay. Thank you so much for your cooperation, and Fred's going to continue with our service and a time of prayer and praise. One thing, I forgot to turn in my one ballot here.
Thank you, Kurt. I tell you what, Kurt, really, I should have said this earlier, but Kurt really volunteered to, with a little arm twisting, to be the chairman of the board again. The deacons felt like we needed somebody that had experience and some of these issues, but I know Kurt is ready for a break, right, Kurt? Especially after the snow and all that with a few weeks ago at the motel. I know many of you have been at some of these prayer and worship times that we've had. We've probably had, I don't know, 8 or 10 of them over the last couple of years. And just sweet times of really just hearing from one another, some times of reading scripture and singing together. And we're going to spend the next little while doing that and just worship together. Just ask the Lord to meet with us in a special way as we do that. I've asked some people to read some scripture for us. And then in just a minute, we're going to talk about who God is in this first passage in Psalm chapter 54. And I'm going to get you to give us some testimonies in a minute about God's sightings, about who God is. I'll explain that a little more. but be thinking about that as Sherry comes and reads this first scripture for us.
Psalm 54. Save me, O God, by thy name, and vindicate me by thy power. Hear my prayer, O God. Give ear to the words of my mouth. For strangers have risen against me, and violent men have sought my life. They have not set God before them. Selah. Behold, God is my helper. The Lord is the sustainer of my soul. He will recompense the evil to my foes. Destroy them in thy faithfulness. Willingly I will sacrifice to thee. I will give thanks to thy name, O Lord, for it is good. For he has delivered me from all trouble, and mine eye has looked with satisfaction upon my enemies.
So we see just in that short passage of Scripture some areas or some characteristics of God, don't we? I'd like for us to focus for a few minutes on who God is. It's so much easier to focus on what God does. Why is that? It's about me. It's about me, isn't it? So I want us to focus on who God is. And after this first passage was read, I want you to think about a God sighting or something that God has done over the last few weeks or months in your life. And then I want you to focus your prayer. I'm going to ask you to use these mics. There's a couple in the balcony as well. But I want you to give a God sighting of who God is, how that was displayed to you. And then I want you to thank God for that. And I'm going to start because and just kind of give you an example of what I'm talking about, because I was kind of challenged by my son Scott probably 3 or 4 years ago about this, because we focus inwardly. And so I want us to think about who God is. Due to a lot of snow and ice or whatever we have here the most of, one day it really snowed a lot and we got to stay home. And I think there were a couple of days that I got to be away from just the hustle and bustle, and you just kind of had to stay in a day, maybe a half a day. So that's about me, right? But what I want to focus on is our Creator, because God supplied that for us. Was it not beautiful? The creation that God all around us, but those specific days, I remember taking pictures out our back door and into the front, and we went out and built these huge snowmen because the snow was, but it was gorgeous. And we sent pictures to our family that weren't so fortunate to see that part of kind of in, you know, South Atlanta area. But God is our Creator. What a wonderful example of God's creation. So let me pray. God, I thank you that you are our Creator. I thank you for that snow and the rain. Also, thank you for the warm days. But God, I thank you that you are in control and you orchestrated it all. And we can thank you and praise you for who you are as our Creator, and the mighty God, and the display of your works and your mighty, mighty works. For we pray that in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. So who will be next? Share with us a God sighting, thanking God for who he is.
I don't know whether it was really a God sighting or not, but I guess God creates everything, but he also creates good in people. I was in Walmart and was in line, and there was a young black lady standing behind me, or actually she was in a wheelchair behind me, and we started up a conversation, and we're talking about the people in the store and how it had snowed and the weather and all this good stuff. And then I went on with my shopping and went out the door and went to my car. When I got to my car, I thought, my purse is awful light. So I looked in my purse and my wallet was gone. And I had parked kind of out there because I like to walk a little bit. So I figured maybe I had dropped my wallet out in the parking lot, and I looked all over, and I was panicking by this time because I had a deposit to make at a bank. And I had all my credit cards, everything in my whole life and my whole financial position was in that wallet, my checkbook. And I ran back inside, and the lady in the wheelchair, she goes, "I've got it! I've got it!" And I was just, I just ran to her in tears, and I hugged her neck for about 5 minutes. And she was just so sweet. But that is an example, I think, of God's love and how somebody could have taken that, or she might not have said anything and just gone about her way. But I felt like that was definitely God there for me that day.
He is Jehovah Jireh, the God who provides, and in the New Testament, He is the giver of every good and perfect gift. Many of you know that Titus was robbed earlier in the 14 and lost a lot of money. But we ended up with being in so much trouble with the IRS. We had over $8,000 of fines and civil penalties. And God gave us in the last 5 months four of the nicest, most helpful, most sympathetic IRS agents on the telephone that you could ever imagine. And they helped us to write the letters and send the documentation. I got 7 letters from the IRS last week. 3 of them were small fines that we will have to pay. But the one that was a God sighting, I even told the FBI agent when I went to visit her with some more evidence that this is what my pastor would call a God sighting. The letter that said, "We have removed $5,600 of penalties and fines. Your balance is zero." And wow, when I told the FBI agent, and I don't know that the lady's a believer, I've done all kinds of fishing to see if she was, but when I told her that, she said, "Mr. Bennett, if the IRS did that, it was a God sighting."
Back in September, I had a trip to the Philippines, and I'm not going to elongate the whole story, but I was doing my work, putting a sound system in at this church, and Saturday morning, my phone vibrated, and it was my Facebook page going off. I had a Philippine SIM card, and I was able to get data, so I got this message from Aaron. It said that mom's been taken to the hospital, and 12,000 miles away, and there was nothing I can do about it. So I have 2 very industrious kids. They hacked mom's Facebook account and posted, "Pray for my mom." So I had all you folks praying for her, Gypsy. I had all my little Filipinos that I couldn't speak their language, but they were so burdened for my wife. And there was nothing I could do on Saturday, because if I left Saturday, I couldn't get the job done. I was torn. So I got everything all sorted out. We worked around the clock to get it done. And if you're in Iloilo, Philippines, you have to fly to Manila. You have to spend the night to get the 6 o'clock Delta flight. And it's 15 hours of going back. So in the meantime, my Facebook page is, people are posting things, people are sharing things, and then they said she was in intensive care. That doesn't sound good. (Clears throat) And all I can do in a hotel was raise my hands. And it wasn't an elaborate prayer. But I knew a God who cared for me. And a God that loved me and my wife. And I saw all my friends and people that didn't know who me, who I was or my wife, praying for me. So I got the job done. I jumped on the plane to Iloilo. And, I took like the last flight out. It's 11 o'clock at night. And I told, there was no news on any change. As far as I knew, when I got on that plane, my wife is still in intensive care and was still very serious. So I told Aaron now, I said, now I'm going to change my SIM card. I'm going to put my U.S. SIM card in so that you could talk to me directly. And if there's something critical going on, you call me. So I went to sleep, and I'm sound asleep. At about 2:30 in the morning, the phone rings. And it's my buddy Daryl Fortenberry. Hey, Don, how's it going? Where are you at? I said, I'm in Manila. Oh, what time is it? I said, it's 2:30 in the morning. And Daryl, where are you at, Daryl? Daryl felt bad. He just felt bad. But when I hung up from Daryl, I looked at my phone, and there was a text from Aaron, and he said, Mom, stop bleeding. She's going to be okay. I had no control over anything, but I'm so thankful that He is in control. And I wish to pray to God and thank Him. Oh God, thank you for hearing my prayers. Thank you for my friends here. And thank you that you are the God of all creation. And thank you for treating us as individuals. In Christ's name, amen.
Sing with me, Behold Our God.
Who has held the oceans in His hands? Who has numbered every grain of sand? Kings and nations tremble at His voice. All creation rises to
Amen.
Psalm 55, 1 through 8, and 22 through 23. Give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not yourself from my plea for mercy. Attend to me and answer me. I am restless in my complaint, and I moan, because of the noise of my enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked. For they drop trouble upon me, and in anger they bear a grudge against me. My heart is in anguish within me, and terrors of death have fallen upon me. Fear and trembling come upon me, and horror overwhelms me. And I say, oh, that I had the wings like a dove. I would fly away and be at rest. Yes, I would wander far away. I would lodge in the wilderness. I would hurry to find shelter from the raging wind and tempest. Cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. But you, O God, will cast them down into the pit of destruction. Men of blood and treachery shall not live out half their days. But I will trust in you.
Great promises, huh? So we talked about who God is. So let's take a few minutes and thank God and pray with one another. Maybe join with two or three people around you. Maybe you're single, or maybe you're a couple. You can pray together, or maybe a group of that's right around you. Maybe share a burden, share a request, or maybe share a praise. But take a few minutes together as a body and share with one another, and then pray with one another if you would. My cares upon you I lay, all of my burdens down at your feet. And any time that I don't know what to do, I will cast all my cares upon you. And he is able, more than able, to accomplish what concerns me today. Oh, he is able, more than able, to handle anything that comes my way. He is able, more than able, to do much more than I could ever dream. For he is able, more than able, to make me what he wants me to be. Psalm 56, faith.
Be gracious unto me, O God, for man has trampled upon me. Fighting all day long, he oppresses me. My foes have trampled upon me all day long, for they are many who fight against me. When I am afraid, I will put my trust in thee, in God whose word I praise. In God I have put my trust. I shall not be afraid. What can mere man do to me? All day long they distort my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They attack, they lurk, they watch my steps as they have waited to take my life. Because of wickedness, cast them forth. In anger, put down the peoples, O God. Thou hast taken account of my wanderings. Put my tears in thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? Then my enemies will turn back in the day when I call. This I know, that God is for me. In God whose word I praise, in the Lord whose word I praise. In God I have put my trust. I shall not be afraid. What can man do to me? Thy vows are binding upon me, O God. I will render thank offerings to thee, for thou hast delivered my soul from death, indeed, my feet from stumbling,
so that I may walk before God in the light of the living.
Again, some great promises in that next psalm. And then we have one more to read in just a minute. But I want you to take about 2 minutes and just ask the Lord to give you strength in an area that maybe you're struggling with. Maybe it's something big, but maybe in your eyes it's something small or big. I don't know. But God is great, isn't He? And He promises that He will give us the strength. Did you notice the four words? God is for me. He loves us. He wants to empower us. He wants us to give us the strength and the power for the day-to-day tasks that we have. Can you take just a minute and pray and ask God to strengthen your faith, knowing that God is for you? Thank the Lord. We've given Him praise for who He is. We share our burdens. We ask for help. We trust Him, knowing that He is for us. And then we give Him the glory.
Psalm 57. Be merciful to me, O God, be merciful to me. For in you my soul takes refuge till the storm of destruction passes by. I cry out to God Most High, to God who fulfills His purpose for me. He will send from heaven and save me. He will put to shame him who tramples on me. God will send out His steadfast love and His faithfulness. My soul is in the midst of lions. I lie down in fiery beasts, and the children of man, whose teeth are spears and arrows, whose tongues are sharp swords. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. They set a new net for my steps. My soul was bowed down. They dug a pit in my way, but they have fallen into it themselves. My heart is steadfast, O God. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and make melody. Awake, my glory, awake. O harp and lyre, I will awake the dawn. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing praises to you among the nations. For your steadfast love is great to the heavens, your faithfulness to the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. Psalm 57.
Sing with me again.
Holy, holy, holy. Thank you.
I'm thankful to be able to give you the results of your vote tonight. The vote is 268 votes cast, 254 were yeses, 14 were no, for a percentage of 95%. So praise the Lord. Appreciated that time of heart preparation that we've had here the last few moments. That was precious. And for those of you who shared your heart, were transparent with us, we needed that as a blessing to us to have you share. So thank you so much for that. I wanted to share something also. Dr. and Mrs. Graham they wanted to make it kind of clear to us that whatever results of this meeting tonight, they would not like it to go out to the social media. That was going to be one way or the other, because their church body congregation does not know that they were out candidating. Their pastoral staff does, and they had their full endorsement. But if you could just refrain, just hold yourselves down, don't get on that internet when you get home tonight and tell the world quite yet. Let's wait for maybe a few days if you can do that so that the congregation doesn't get it. Among God's people, it's a small world. It doesn't take long. Pardon? 1 week. Okay, for 1 week. Because I think they have certain procedures they have in their own ministry on that. So how many of you think you can hold that down?
All right. I saw one hand.
All right. Okay. We have much to praise the Lord for, don't we? He's been so faithful. I just thank the Lord for his presence in our service here tonight and for the vote. I'm going to make... Dr. Graham has not been in this service tonight, but I do know that he is around. And has anybody gone out to give the word yet? Okay, Ron, are you there? Would you like to bring the Grahams in here, please? Let's welcome them and give them a...
have absolutely nothing prepared. I've just been sitting in the back drinking Sprite to settle my stomach and kind of wondering how things were going. And so now just kind of trying to hold everything together. And y'all have no idea what you're in for. This process has been amazing. I guess I've been in this now for about 5 months with the committee. And early on, Rick intimidated me, and I thought there was no way he'd want to hang with a guy like me. And very quickly, I learned to love the guy, and really this whole committee very quickly just became dear friends, and we have loved every time getting to come and meet with them, whether we're just having dinner, hanging out, or whatever we got to do. And we would find ourselves every time that we left just missing being here with them. And then we've gotten to meet deacons and staff and just love all those people. And then finally, we get to meet the rest of you. And so it's just been a joy the whole time, whether it's been getting phone calls for people or emails and Facebook messages and friend requests. It has been a whirlwind. And it is just truly an honor and a privilege that you are trusting me with this task. And I think about, too, meeting with Pastor Euler back in January and having lunch with him. And it was fun finding connections that we had together as well. But thinking about all of his years of ministry, in some ways it is one of the most intimidating things to step in after that. The way that he has invested in every one of your lives and in this church and built this for so long. And I know that, procedurally it would be maybe awkward if he was here, but I really love to just kind of be standing here giving him a hug. And but it's really humbling too, just to be able to follow up a man like that. And I just hope and pray that the Lord will continue to use me and the staff and all of the deacons and all of you to continue the Lord's work here and in the Chattanooga community and across the world. And I was talking a lot and praying a lot with Judith today, just realizing that these people may actually vote me in as their senior pastor, and we are going to be in desperate need of the Holy Spirit to lead this thing. And that is what I have, for all of my time in ministry, I have prayed that the Lord would give us a task that is so big that if he is not in it, we're doomed to fail. So people, we need prayer. And I mean that for myself and for Judith, but for all of us as a church, that we need to continue to be and grow in being a praying church, so that the Lord can do and will do things through this church that we could never imagine for his glory. So thank you all very much, and I look forward to getting to know all of you. Look forward to getting name tags for all of you. Do continue to come up to me and tell me your name for at least the next year. If you are the kind of person that just shows up once a year, do it for the next decade and just help us out with that. But I look forward to getting to know all of you, to minister with you, to serve you, and to get to love on all of you and get to become family with you, because that's what we're looking for. We've been praying for home, and I do believe that we've been able to find it here. And so we look forward to being with you on Easter. So thank you all very much. Oh, yeah, I can too, yeah. I know I started, and Judith reminded me, I just kind of started bragging on the committee. I do want to, and I hope all of you, I guess the committee hasn't been in here, but I just want to thank all of you for continuing to talk to me and for being my friends and for the wonderful promotional team that you've been since you chose me as a candidate. And I would like all of you, too, just to thank them, and at least ahead of time, just thanks to the committee for all of your work and your friendship and your support through it, and we love all of you. So thank you all very much. Thanks.
I think it would be very, very fitting as we close the service tonight to just thank the Lord by singing, Fred?
Doxology.
That's the doxology.
Together, would you stand with me?
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him.
Thank you again so much for your goodness and your mercy and your grace upon us today. Thank you, Lord, for bringing this dear couple to us, Lord, to minister to us in these years ahead. And we just pray that you would just fill them with your spirit. I pray, Lord, that they would be used of you in a mighty way here. Help us, Lord, to be willing servants. Help us, Lord, to keep short accounts with you in these days ahead. And I think particularly this week ahead, Lord, that you would keep us close to yourself, Lord, and that we will be faithful to you and faithful in our witness, faithful in our quiet time and in our personal walk with you. Help us, Lord, to support this couple with everything that you've given to each one of us, Lord. And we thank you so much for the gifted people in this ministry. We praise you again in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for worshiping with us today. Grace Baptist Church exists to glorify God by knowing Him through His Word, loving Him through worship and obedience, and serving Him by caring for others. For more information about our ministries, please go to www.aboutgracebaptist.org. See you next time.